are listening to the U-Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U-Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine the Bible passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor of the U Bible Study, and today joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. This is our final lesson in the study, How to Share Christ. And the title for today's lesson is Trust God to Work. You know, I really love this lesson today. I've gone through it. I've studied it. This is the parable that Jesus shares about the sower. And we're going to look at how the life-changing gospel is a message that we absolutely need to share everywhere we go. And we are called to share it no matter how others respond. So in other words, we shouldn't see sharing Christ as a sales pitch. You know, some people think that, well, I'm trying to sell something, so I'm expected to make a sale. But that's not what Jesus is showing us in this lesson. And we'll understand that in just a few minutes. The scripture that this lesson is coming from is Matthew 13, verses 3 through 8, and then 18 through 23.
All right. So the point of our lesson today is share Christ in all situations, but leave the results to God. Our first point is share Christ wherever you are. Share Christ wherever you are. Let me read the first section starting at verse number 3. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, consider the sower who went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil, and it grew up quickly since the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came out, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it. Still other seed fell on good ground and produced fruit, some 100, some 60, some 30 times what was sown. So here we are as we get to this idea of trusting God for the work. And so the first point is share Christ wherever you are. And that's what we get to see in the story of this sower. Where are the four places that he sowed? He sowed on the path. He sowed on the rocky ground. He sowed in the shallow soil, and he sowed in good soil. So the path is that place where people think they know where they're going, but it's beaten down and it's hard for the seed of the gospel to get in there. The rocky ground is those that are just totally turned off from the gospel. The shallow soil are those who just kind of take the gospel in light kind of ways. I'm going to take it along with everything else. And there's good soil where the seed sowed. Now, think about this. When the sower was sowing, he wasn't taking a simple seed and putting one seed down here and I'm going to put another seed down here. He was what they call broadcasting the seed. And so, you know, if you go to the supply store and get yourself a spreader, there are two kinds of spreaders for your seed, for your lawn. One is a drop spreader, but the other is a broadcast spreader. And that's what he did. He broadcast, he threw the seed in every direction. And so the seed fell wherever it would fall. And that's it. So don't measure it out. Don't decide who's going to get the seed. Don't prejudge who's going to make a decision about Jesus. Your job, our job, is simply sow the seed wherever you are. So how's your seed sowing experience, Christina?
Well, I hope it's good, because I want to live this. And I hope that everyone who is listening would want to live this. Because think about this. If you are sowing the seed of Christ, the seeds of Christ, wherever you go, then you are living a lifestyle. So we can actually say that sharing Christ has to become a lifestyle. Just as praying is a lifestyle, worship is a lifestyle, service is a lifestyle, everything that we do for Christ has to become a lifestyle. And a lifestyle means that it's who we are. So share Christ wherever you are. The question now becomes, what are some of the places that I go to? You know, a common place, of course, is the grocery store. That's where my husband, that's our evangelism field for my husband and myself. We have a tendency to talk to people in Walmart all the time. So just start at one place and just pinpoint some place where you can just open up your heart, open up your mouth, and just reach out to people that you interact with.
All right. So there it is. So, you know, you don't have to find a place to go. Sow the seed wherever you are. Second point is, not everyone will be transformed. Let me read this second section. So listen to the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word about the kingdom and doesn't understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one sown along the path. And the one sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, but he has no root and it is short-lived. And when distress or persecution comes because of the word, immediately he falls away. So there it is. So sometimes we get in this success mindset and we only think that we're good if we get the right result. Well, that may be right in business, but it's not right for the gospel. So for the gospel, we've got to remember that our job is to simply sow the seed, and not everybody's going to make a decision. Think about it like this. Think about the idea that, one, not everybody's ready to receive the seed of the gospel. But that doesn't mean your effort is wasted. So think about people being, instead of just an on-off switch, I'm received the gospel, I haven't received the gospel. Think about people's lives on a continuum. They're moving from A, they've never heard anything about Jesus, to Z, when they make a faith profession of Jesus Christ. Your job might be to get them to move from C to D, and that's all. You may not even notice the change in their lives, or you might move them from M to N, but you might not even notice that that has happened, or maybe from P to Q. And so even though each one of these is a subtle move in the life of the person, we still have not made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. It is only when you get to the end and the person makes that decision at Z that the person actually makes a decision of faith in Jesus Christ. So sow the seed, be satisfied that you have helped move the person somewhere along that continuum to faith, and that one day God in his right time someone will lead them to faith. What are you thinking about that, Christina?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. In essence, what you're saying is that belief in Christ cannot be forced. And we're not following a mathematical formula. You know, we're not saying share your faith plus pray plus spread the seeds equal a saved life. No, we have to understand exactly what you said, Mark, that people are in different stages of readiness. You know, some are hardened, some are turned off, some are shallow, some are contaminated by the world, contaminated with worry. But then some will be receptive. So we have to understand this as we're sharing the gospel. And then one of the things we can ask is, we can examine ourselves and ask, what kind of soul are we? As we are sharing the gospel with others, what kind of soul are we? Are we hardened? Are we shallow? Are we contaminated? Those are things that we need to pay attention to as well.
All right, so the third section here is accept Christ for abundant life. And so that's how you ultimately get to the abundant life. Trust God for the word. Let's read verse 22. Now the one sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the worries of the age and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But verse 23, the one sown on the good ground, this is the one who hears the word and understands the word, who does produce fruit and yields some 100, 60, 30 times what was sown. And so there it is. Ultimately, one has to accept Christ and his sacrifice on Calvary's cross to receive the abundant life. And so, Paul says it like this. He says, one man plants, another man waters, but God gives the increase. And in the right time, and in the right circumstance, God will give the increase. So some of the seed is going to fall on good soil. So are the other seeds wasted? No, they are not wasted. But some of the seed is going to fall on the good soil and will produce fruit. So here's an interesting thing for you to think about. It says some 100. Some 60 and some 30 times what was sown. That is a reminder that the fruit of the sowing of the seed is not just the person that receives Jesus Christ that day. Huh? So long time ago when I was a boy, some people sowed the seed of the gospel in my life, and I accepted Jesus Christ as my own Lord and Savior. But now, for 50 years since that day, I have been working in the vineyard, and others have come to faith as a result of the seed that was sown in me when I was a child. So the seed is not one for one. It's not just that one person who receives Christ the day you sow the seed on good soil. It's the fact that that person is also going to reproduce themselves some 30, some 60, and some 100 times over. And so sow those seeds, because there is a lot of good that's going to come out of that. What are you thinking, Christina?
Well, I'm thinking that salvation is a miracle. And you have just said some words that should make us shout right now, because God is so good to us. You know, and as I said, salvation is a miracle, and it is a miracle of God's Holy Spirit. He uses us. He uses our words to lead others to him. And so when people don't respond, we have to remember that God is in control. When people get angry at us for sharing the gospel, remember God is in control. When you become frightened And sometimes it can be scary. Remember that God is in control. Now, ultimately, God is the one who works in the hearts of people, who changes that stony heart and makes it a heart of flesh. And he's with us. He won't ever leave us, so we can trust that he is in control.
All right. So what a powerful message this is. And I hope this ought to be some comfort to some who are studying the Word of God on this idea of sharing Christ, that the result is not up to you. The result, trust God for the work. And so if you trust him, you just be faithful in sowing, and then trust God for the ultimate results. That's his work. So what a great word this is. And so we hope that you will really have a great time in this discussion of the text. And so maybe even one of the weeks when you're going through this sharing Christ, really challenge your class members to actually share the message of Christ with somebody during that week and come back with the testimonies to share of what God did or didn't do that day, huh? And I think that the fact that people will share what God didn't do will help to bring strength to a lot of people who don't feel like they should share because they have not seen the results. So go ahead and do that this week. And I'm sure it's going to be a blessing to you and to your class. So if you're a Sunday school teacher, we want you to hold on just for a moment, because Christina is going to bring us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I want to just encourage you to get into this and get some people together for Bible study. So not everybody who comes to your Bible study is going to stay. Not everybody that comes to your Bible study is going to be a giant in the faith, but our job is simply to be faithful in sharing the message of the gospel. So you can get your U Bible study at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is for us and by us, our urban multi-ethnic Bible study. It is comes in paper and digital formats, has a great leaders pack with all kinds of things to help support your teaching each week, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. Come on, Christina, and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, Mark, our teaching tip for today is invite an insight. One of the things you can do as a teacher, especially to get more participation, is to contact one or two of your learners this week and request that they bring an insight about something from today's passage next week's passage, or in preparation for this passage will be fine as well. Ask them to bring an insight. Just lead them to research what it means to trust God to work, or to share Christ, or even something related to Matthew 13. This will give them an opportunity to contribute during the class time. Not only will these learners come to class, but their insights will bless others. And just think about this. They may share something that you as a teacher have not discovered.
All right. That's great. That's great. So what a great lesson this is going to be. Trust God to work. And I tell you, friends, that this will bless somebody, because there's sharing Christ is one area where we need to trust God to work. But I believe that there are a lot of other areas in our lives where we have to trust God to work. And so this lesson is going to be a blessing to somebody. And so we're glad you joined us for our U Urban Bible Study podcast this week. And come back again, because you never know where God will take you.